There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use, with over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 16th day of June, year of our Lord 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. First, we'll go to our prepper tip of the day, which will be our main topic today. It's a website, govliquidation.com. That's G-O-V, Golf Oscar Victor, liquidation.com. I signed up there, it's been, I guess, about 2 years ago. I registered getting an account. This is where the United States government auctions off military and government surplus. There's two sections there. One is where you can bid on different things. The other is a retail shop. And we'll talk about that a little more in a minute. Today I begin my second hour of radio. That will be at 0800, just 2 hours from now. 0800 Central Time. If you want to listen live, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. There's a scrolling banner on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. You click on there at 8 o'clock Central Time, and you can listen to the second hour. My guest will be Dave Hodges. Dave and I are going to talk about Monica Wesolowski, who had her child abducted from her by the Child Protective Services out there in Virginia, her boy named Dylan. It's going to be a fascinating interview. And I hope a lot of you can listen and tune in, maybe even call in. It will be a live call-in show. We will have a meetup this week, J.R. Moore Radio Show meetup. It will be Thursday the 19th at the Benton Square Restaurant. I don't anticipate having a guest speaker. It will be an open format. I'll be leading the discussion and look forward to seeing a lot of you there. Getting back to govliquidation.com, you can buy anything from boots and socks to 5-ton trucks to boats. I mean, it's an amazing place to see what's available for sale there. If you ever wondered where these Army surplus stores get their stuff, well, this is where they get it. One of the main sources, especially for the bigger places. Now, you can bid on 5,000 pairs of socks, for example. I mean, what's a person going to do with 5,000 pairs of socks? But if you got a large retail outlet, it might be just what you need is 5,000 pairs of socks. Fascinating place, if you got time to look it over. Here's a list of their categories here. We'll just scroll through these real quick. Aircraft parts, audio, video, and photography, boats and marine, computer and office, construction and heavy equipment, electrical equipment, industrial equipment, machinery, material handling, medical and dental, non-metallic scrap, plumbing, scrap metal. Of course, that's where you can buy large lots of brass from 5.56 NATO, 7.62 NATO, 50 cal, 9 millimeter, and so forth. Plumbing. I already said plumbing. Test equipment. Trucks and other vehicles. Uniform and field gear. And then there's a whole new, whole other section, the surplus retail outlet. An amazing place. An amazing place. Everybody likes a bargain. Now, the retail outlet, frequently I find things on eBay or Amazon or some of these other retail surplus outlets cheaper than what govliquidation.com is selling their retail stuff for. So you need to be cautious. Do your homework. And do your research. If you're looking for common things like boots, for example, you might come out okay on some boots. So I think it's well worthwhile checking out if you have some empty spots in your preparedness that you want to fill in. This might be a good way to do it, especially if you're working with a group of people, whether it's 6 or 60, whatever it might be. It might be a good way to help people get the field gear they need, boots and socks and canteens and backpacks and so forth at govliquidation.com. What's going on in Iraq is taking a little bit longer than I thought. Unless the Iraqi government gets help from Iran, which is the most likely place for them to get help because they're brothers in their religious beliefs, the Shiite religious belief, the Shiite part of Islam. Unless that help is forthcoming and very, very quickly, I think the Iraqi government's going to collapse under the weight of the assault by the Sunni branch of the Islamics, which, of course, these are the remnants of the Saddam Hussein army that was dismantled when we invaded. They ran Iraq for decades, many decades, and they feel it's their right to run Iraq. Did I say Iran a moment ago? They feel it's their right to rule Iraq. Reports are coming in about attacks at the Baghdad airport. The United States Embassy has evacuated a lot of their personnel from the Green Zone, where the United States Embassy is, the largest embassy that we have, the United States has, anywhere overseas. 5,500 men and women. What in the world does an embassy need 5,500 men and women for? Regardless of why they are needed, many of them have been evacuated, and I'm sure their families, of course, with them. If you've got 5,500 employees, you've probably got at least an equal number of dependents, spouses and children. A lot of people. It's a lot of C-130s and a lot of jumbo jets full of people. And of course, if the Baghdad airport is shut down, getting them out of there is going to be a lot more difficult. I recall images of the U.S. military doing the evacuation from the roof of the Saigon embassy in the spring of 1975. Absolutely horrific period of time. We got a break coming up. Call numbers 800-313-9443 to be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 16th of June. I've been carrying and using holsters for pistols for, well, more than half a century, going back to the early 1960s, when I was a young man staying with my grandparents in the Ozarks, and my grandfather would graciously let me carry his high-standard 22 caliber revolver as a young man when we would go squirrel hunting. Rabbit hunting, whatever it might be. So I've been around holsters a long time. Half a century in human years is a pretty long time. And I've owned and used many different types of holsters. over this half century. None of them better than Cover 6 Year in terms of quality of material, workmanship, security for the pistol, comfort of the pistol. Cover 6 Gear has it all. And I highly recommend that if you're looking for holsters for your pistols to check out Cover6Gear.com. I really like the ones I've got from them, and I have no doubt whatsoever that you'll like the ones that you get from Cover6Gear.com, whether it's for your 1911 Colt, for your Smith & Wesson revolver, for your Glock or your Browning, whatever it might be. You're going to like what you get from Cover6Gear.com, handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen, Cover6Gear holsters. The order line, if you want to place your order on the telephone, is area code 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. What's going on in Iraq does have consequences for all of us back here. Now, the United States, I was at a meeting yesterday where this topic came up. The United States is a net oil exporting country at this point in time on one hand. On the other, it's a worldwide market. And if the prices on the international market for petroleum go up, well, they go up everywhere, including the United States. So that's one of the things that will, it's already impacting oil futures. There's a good size amount of oil and petroleum products that come out of Iraq. And anything that disrupts that petroleum coming out of Iraq is going to cause spikes in the oil futures, the price per barrel of crude, unrefined crude. It's a strange market, the international petroleum market. It is highly manipulated. And a lot of it is emotion driven. People will make decisions based on speculation and emotion, which all markets to a certain or greater or lesser extent are that way. But petroleum is certainly near the top of the list, up there with gold and silver in terms of emotions driving business decisions. If you have a way to purchase and store gasoline or diesel, if you use diesel, when I say store it, the best way to store it is underground. That keeps the temperature down. The two enemies of petroleum products are temperature and humidity. So you need to protect it from those and use a good quality product to preserve the fuel. The best I've found is PRIG for gasoline. It's Papa Romeo India Gulf for gasoline. And PRID is Delta. It's Papa Romeo India Delta for diesel fuel. I've not been able to get my hands on what the military uses, which is, as my understanding, highly toxic to preserve fuel. But they have the best fuel preservatives. If anybody knows a way to get your hands on what the military uses to preserve fuel, please let me know. I'd be more than happy to find that out. In the meantime, commercially available, those two products, and I don't sell them, are the best way to go. I would look at eBay and Amazon for some places that sell them at a good price. Storing up 500 gallons of premium unleaded may be a good thing to do. Another 500 gallons or more of diesel fuel would be a good thing to do. I think you should certainly consider that. Another prepper tip while I'm thinking about it is making a list and prioritizing lists. I've been making lists my entire adult life. Once I entered the adult world as an intelligence analyst when I was 20 years old, I quickly realized that if I did not make lists and prioritize my list, that I would be shirking my responsibilities, which I don't want to do that. So making lists and then prioritizing those lists is an essential element of prepping, in my opinion. An essential part of life, in my opinion. A friend of mine, a very successful businessman, he's an author of a number of highly regarded books in the gun culture. He's also an attorney. He says, John, there's two kinds of people, those that make lists and those that don't. So if you're not a list maker, I want to encourage you to consider becoming a list maker. You may find that your life becomes more structured, more organized, and more productive. That's the bottom line, right? Is productivity. I make a list every morning, 7 days a week, as to what I expect to accomplish on any given day. And at the end of the day, as I go through the day, I check off the list, and if something is not fulfilled by the end of the day, guess what? It goes on the list for the following day until it is taken care of, until it is resolved. So that's helped me a lot these past 46 years of my being an adult, and I think you may find it very helpful for you as well. My priorities have changed this past spring. This past winter, I talked publicly about working out to compete in the Senior Olympics this spring. As we got deeper into winter, approaching spring, my priorities did change. The information I'm getting from my private sources, as well as what's open source that all of you have access to, I find very alarming and very disturbing, to the point where I changed my priorities and I decided to put more emphasis and more time and resources into my personal preparations as opposed to competing in the Senior Olympics. That was my personal decision, and so far it's worked out pretty well. I'm getting a lot done around the ranch here, working on backup emergency power, working on communications, getting things straightened out and organized and prepared to the best of my ability. And I'm glad that I'm very satisfied with that decision. I'm glad that I made it, and I'm continuing to follow it up and work on these projects, keep my priorities straight and clear in my mind so that I achieve the goals that I want to achieve. For me, it's very satisfying to set goals, work towards achieving those goals, and then seeing the final product. Talk a little bit about before the break here. We got a break coming up at the bottom of the hour. Call number is 800-313-9443, my backup power supply. I've been working with ZapWorks. ZapWorks, I hope, will have batteries to sell soon. I haven't talked to these guys in a couple of months. Getting my powerhouse squared away and ready for action. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 16th of June. I've got here in my hand a nameplate that was I was presented when I became a criminal investigator for the state of Missouri. It's a very nice, it's got some years on it. It's 41, 42 years old at this point in time. Walnut with a brass nameplate that would go on my desk. It says John R. Moore, Chief Investigator. On the back side of it, I have some little motivational sayings that I typed out on the manual typewriter 42 years ago, and it taped to the back where nobody else can see it. Just me. And one of them, this has to do with freezedryguy.com. Here's one of them. This is to help motivate John Moore to remember that things aren't quite so bad, no matter how things are going. And here's the little motivational quotation. We've got plenty to eat and nobody is shooting at us. Well, for John Moore, things aren't all that bad, as long as we've got plenty to eat and nobody is shooting at us. Because I've been there. I've been in places where there wasn't enough food to eat, and there were angry armed men shooting at us between us and where the food was. That brings us to freezedryguy.com. You may not have any control over whether people are shooting at you, but you would have some control over having some food at least. That does help put things in a little bit better light, quite frankly. But food and water are not optional. You can get along without food for a while, several days, depending on your how much body fat you're carrying. Water, obviously, a couple of day or two, you're going to be pretty much useless and then die shortly thereafter. So get your food storage squared away now while you can. It'll give you some peace of mind knowing that you have it. It'll be something else you can work on and check off as your food storage builds up. You can even put it on automatic pilot with Freeze Dry Guy Club and pick out what food you want and how much and you want to get delivered to your door once a month by that big brown UPS truck. Some real peace of mind knowing that you're each month incrementally you're building up your food storage supply. From freezedryguy.com. He still has long-range patrol rations. Let's see what he still has. Spaghetti with meat, chili mac with beef. Next one sold out. Western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon. Next one sold out, next one sold out, next one sold out. Then granola and blueberries. So they're going out the door. People are getting what they need, and if you don't stock up now, when they're gone, they're gone. End of story. So you heard me a couple of weeks ago talking with Steve Whitman and procrastination with him getting the energy cleaner and how he ended his procrastination quick enough to get one and save his life. Well, procrastination applies not only to the energy cleaner but to freeze-dried food. And long-range patrol rations from freezedryguy.com. The toll-free auto line is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. And, of course, the call number is 800-313-9443. I'm looking forward to my second hour every day, Monday through Friday, to visit with all of you and have more extensive interviews with guests and have more calls. And it'll be a lot of fun. And that second hour begins at 0800 Central Time today. If you want to listen, you can go to my website. There's a scrolling banner in the middle of my homepage, thelibertyman.com. Just click on that. When the right, there's four different things scrolling through there. When the right one comes up, just click on it about an hour and a half from now, and you'll be able to listen live. And there'll be archives also. This is Blog Talk Radio we're talking about here. My first guest on that show is going to be Dave Hodges. Dave is doing a stellar job writing a new article pretty much 7 days a week. That's a huge commitment, by the way. He has his weekly radio show on Republic Broadcasting at 9 o'clock Central every Sunday evening. And so check it out. Check it out. Getting back to Iraq. Over 6,000 Americans gave their lives fighting in that country. More than 60,000 wounded. Every war has its signature injury. The signature injury for that particular war is traumatic brain injury from these bombs, these landmines. I don't know why they get so convoluted in calling them improvised explosive devices. They're landmines. Good grief. Why make it so complex? But the brain bounces around inside the skull, which is not meant to do, of course, and that causes traumatic brain injury. Many of these young men and women have suffered traumatic brain injury and amputations of one or more limbs from these attacks, both landmines as well as being shot at by guerrillas. It's kind of ironic how they changed language. When we were there, they were calling guerrillas insurgents. They were, an insurgent fights his own country and his own government. That's what is going on right now in Iraq. They truly are insurgents. Guerrillas fight foreign invading armies, which, is, of course, is what we were when we were there, a foreign invading army. Same. Afghanistan. American forces in Afghanistan is a foreign invading army. Therefore, the people fighting them are guerrillas, not insurgents. The people who live in, and calling Afghanistan a country is, quite frankly, a stretch. It's more a collection of tribes. the Prime Minister, the President of Afghanistan, is frequently called by his own countrymen the Mayor of Kabul. A man who spent most of his adult life living somewhere other than Afghanistan. Was brought in by the Americans to run what is properly called a puppet regime. Everybody knows it. All the Afghans know it. People who are U.S. military knows it. And, of course, we have Pat Tillman, who the National Football League football star, who took it upon himself to give up a multi-million-dollar contract and become an Army Ranger. He got to Afghanistan and found out that one of the main missions of the U.S. Army was to protect the opium being grown in Afghanistan. He was a patriot, a true American patriot. And he was going to blow the lid off what he saw as being an illegal activity on the part of the U.S. military when he was, in my opinion, assassinated. The reports I've seen, and I've done a few murder investigations in my time, tell me that the man was assassinated. When you start studying true American history, you find out that you've been lied to all your life, whether you're 16 years old or 70 years old. It's a horrific thing to find out that the American history we're taught in school is not true American history. The last time the U.S. military fought in a war to protect the United States was 102 years ago, the War of 1812. That's the last time. Every war since then was something that didn't have to be fought. Beginning with the Civil War. Well, first of all, it's not a Civil War. Civil War is a conflict within the confines of one country. Confederate States of America was a separate country with defined, defended borders, a constitution, a government, currency, its own currency, and foreign emissaries going to foreign governments representing that independent country. That independent country, the Confederate States of America, was attacked by another independent country, the United States of America. Therefore, that was not a civil war. It was the United States of America invading a sovereign country. Spanish-American War began allegedly because the battleship Maine, sitting in Havana Harbor, was blown up by Spanish commandos. The American battleship Maine was blown up by Spanish commandos. Patty Hearst's grandpa, William Randolph Hearst, owned 20-something newspapers in cities around the country, and he took great pride and gave himself personal credit for starting the Spanish-American War based on his newspaper articles. And of course, the battleship Maine blew itself up when the boiler blew up. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 16th of June. As most of you know, I sell energy cleaners. I am really glad that I do. I've had friends and family be helped by the energy cleaner. It's helped me tremendously. I have more physical energy, more mental energy. Wake up pain-free in the morning after doing a hard day's labor the day before. Getting a great night's sleep. We focus on pain mitigation and a great night's sleep. Most American adults have issues with sleep. Most American adults have some kind of back pain of some sort or another. It's almost ubiquitous. And the energy cleaner will help that. Obviously, I can't guarantee it, but I'll tell you that it's more likely than not that you'll get pain relief and sleep better than you've slept in years with the energy cleaner. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. In an hour and 10 minutes or so, I will have my second hour. If you want to listen, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com. There's a scrolling banner on my homepage where you can click on there to listen live beginning at 8 o'clock Central Time, 8 a.m. Central Time. William Randolph Hearst, owned a bunch of newspapers, and he ran major headlines talking about Spanish commandos blowing up an American battleship in Havana Harbor, which didn't happen. The battleship Maine was looked at by archaeologists and engineers in the last few years, and they determined, no doubt whatsoever, that it was a boiler that blew up spontaneously on the battleship Maine, not Spanish commandos. But that headline caused enough public outrage that Congress voted to go to war against Spain, the Spanish-American War, a war which we had no business being involved with. President Wilson ran on his second term saying he kept us out of war, that brutal World War I, where hundreds of thousands, millions of lives were lost. The international bankers wanted us in that war really, really bad. And quite frankly, the American troops were only on the ground less than a year. I think it was about 9 months or so. But that was enough to turn the tide and have the Allied powers defeat the Axis powers in World War I. The ocean liner Lusitania, I believe it was a British ocean liner, was preparing to leave New York for England. The German embassy was running ads, do not book passage on this ship. It will be carrying weapons of war. It will be a legitimate target of war. Americans booked passage on it anyway. I believe it was about 300 or so, not that it matters how many hundreds of Americans booked passage on that ship, which did in fact have millions of rounds of ammunition on board for the British Army. It went across the North Atlantic in a convoy for protection. As it neared Ireland, it dropped back from the convoy for reasons that have never been sufficiently explained to me, making it vulnerable. A German submarine caught sight of this legitimate target of war, sank it with a torpedo, and several hundred American lives were lost, which caused Congress to vote a declaration of war against Germany shortly thereafter. A friend of mine is very good friends with one of Franklin Roosevelt's granddaughters. Franklin Roosevelt's granddaughter says the following, "Well, you know, the family's taking a lot of heat now that almost everybody knows that Grandpa Franklin knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened," which, of course, he did know, because Winston Churchill sent him a message, hand-carried by John Kennedy's father, Joe Kennedy, the ambassador to England at the time, giving the date and the time of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now, Franklin Roosevelt was very knowledgeable of naval matters, naval military matters. And he wanted us in that war really bad. So here's what he did. He got the modern ships that we would need to fight World War II out of Pearl Harbor, where they would be safe at sea, the modern aircraft carriers, and he left behind in Pearl Harbor the antiquated, out-of-date battleships that would serve little purpose in World War II as tempting targets for the Japanese Imperial Fleet. And we all know the consequences of that. Pearl Harbor was attacked. Several thousand Americans lost their lives. Ships went to the bottom of the bay there, Pearl Harbor, and the day after that, Congress declared war against Japanese. Korea, we had treaty obligations to defend South Korea if it would be attacked, which they were, of course. We lived up to our treaty obligations, and quite frankly, Korea was probably the closest thing to a legal war that we've had since the War of 1812 because of the treaty obligations on one hand. On the other, military advisors wanted to use nuclear weapons to stop the Chinese hordes from coming across the river there. President Truman's advisor on these matters said, "Oh no, Mr. President, we can't do that. The Communist Chinese have the bomb also." Well, it turned out the Communist Chinese not only did not have the bomb, but that advisor was a communist spy himself. President Truman's advisor on those matters. After this communist spy died, his personal effects were gone through, and that was found to be, in fact, the truth. That the advisor to President Truman was, in fact, a communist spy and was lying to the president, and the president made decisions based on those lies. My war, the Vietnam War, of course, was based on the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Robert McNamara, who was Secretary of Defense in that period of time when he wrote his biography, his autobiography, he admitted publicly that no, the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. 1964. Up until then, the U.S. military had engaged only in training exercises to help the South Vietnamese Army become a viable force. No offensive operations. Following the non-existent attack in the Gulf of Tonkin against the United States Navy, Congress authorized President Johnson to use offensive military action against the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army. Complete fabrication. There was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. So we've got 55,000 plus names on a black granite wall in Washington, D.C., in men and women who gave their lives for a non-existent threat because of an incident that didn't happen. And, of course, we have the current wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, once again based on fabricated evidence. General Colin Powell giving testimony in the United Nations showing fabricated evidence of the non-existent Iraqi nuclear weapons program. It did not exist. He was pretty angry when he found out he'd been lied to himself. Pretty upset, and he noticed he resigned as Secretary of State not long after that. He wasn't even consulted. The Saudi Arabian government was consulted before the Secretary of State, who was the only person in the President's inner circle who had actually been in combat that I'm aware of. He wasn't even consulted before that invasion was ordered to take place. We got a break. We're out of time. Excuse me. We are out of time. We'll be back in an hour. Go to my website if you want to listen. And have a great day. Get your energy clean, your medical supplies now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. And God bless America.